Bonnie Raitt has just released her 15th album. It's called Fundamental. Over the past years, Raitt has had great commercial success with a trio of studio albums produced by Don Was. But on Fundamental, she worked with new collaborators, producers Mitchell Froom and Chad Blake, best known for their work with Suzanne Vega, Los Lobos, and Richard Thompson. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the result is a fresh approach from a veteran performer.
Let's run naked through the city street. We're all victims of captivity. Wear our madness like a crucifix. Let's tattoo Bible quotes across both our hips. Let's get back to the fundamental things. Let's get back to the elements of style. Skin on skin, let's get back, yeah, to the fundamental things.
It's not so much the fundamental things that Bonnie Raitt is getting back to on her new CD. It's more a matter of shaking up those fundamentals, approaching them from different angles. Raitt has always rooted her rock and roll in the blues and vocalized it with a folk singer's sincerity. Her essential earnestness has always manifested itself aesthetically through uncluttered, ungimmicky production. When she tried to slick up her music, as she did on the 1986 album Nine Lives, it resulted in her most lifeless music ever. So it's understandable that once she hooked up with Don Was, who helped her achieve both a satisfying austerity, critical acclaim, and a bunch of Grammy Awards, she'd stick with him for a while. But Raitt is also smart enough to know that after three albums, her work with Was had inevitably run out of new variations, and her instinct was to dirty up her sound, make it more raw and funky.
You come home late from work, babe. Wonder why it ain't on the table. After the day that I've had, I don't believe I'm able.
Now that's a great Bonnie Raitt song on every level. Meet Me Halfway features a vocal equal in sexy slipperiness only to her own slide guitar playing. Its lyric is inherently feminist, a demand that her mate put as much effort into the relationship as she does, while phrasing that demand not as a threat, but as hard-headed, hard-won common sense. Throughout this album, Raitt sounds energized and open. She trusts Mitchell Froom and Chad Blake enough to let them muddy up and muffle her voice in this version of a Willie Dixon tune, and she ends up with some of her most urgent blues of her career.
I got an elevator man in the heart of town, and when it's feeling right, he will carry you round and round.
The best thing about this collection is its feeling of spontaneity and self-amusement. It's rare that a well-crafted piece of music like this manages to come across so unfettered and free. Raitt even addresses this subject on a song she co-wrote with Paul Brady, called Blue for No Reason.
When I was a girl.
My guess is that Fundamental isn't going to match the commercial success that Raitt has had with her Don Was albums, mostly because radio programmers and lots of listeners probably think that by now they know what they're going to get from a Bonnie Raitt record. In the heartless pop world, you're allowed one comeback, and Raitt, like Tina Turner, had hers, with Nick of Time in 1989. I hope I'm wrong, because the Raitt on this CD is someone making music like an eager rookie, hungry for an audience that wants music as fundamental as this.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Bonnie Raitt's Fundamental. I'm Terry Gross.